Hello, good morning. This is Start Up With Jesus. Arranging your day spiritually before you commence your day naturally. Please, I will ask that you take out time to connect with Jesus through this short message. And I would love you to open your heart and release your spirit to grab what he has for you today. And I know that you will be blessed. This day, the 17th day of the month of June 2022. But before I start, I would love to pray a short prayer. Father, I thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this blessed day, for this precious day, a day to be in the land of the living. Father, thank you for what you are set to do today, because you are the God that have seen the end of this day from the beginning. So I entrust this day, Lord, into your able hands. And I thank you, Father, because this is the day that you have chosen to speak to your people. Father, let your word go deep down into our lives, and your name alone will be glorified. Thank you for being the God that you are. Thank you for you will not allow us to go to where we are not supposed to be today. I ask that you direct our path, order our steps, help us to be at the right place and at the right time. Lead us not into temptation today, O Lord. Deliver us from every evil. And let your perfect will concerning us, O Lord, be done. At the end of today, O Lord, we have every cause to give you thanks and to give you praise. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, the message of today is taken from the book of, is titled The Person of the Holy Spirit. And I'll take my text from the book of John 16, verse 7. And I'll be reading the Amplified version. It says, "But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, Standby will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you, to be in close relationship with you." This is Jesus speaking, telling us that he's going to send the Holy Spirit to come and help us when we need help, comfort us, when we need comfort, to advocate for us and intercede for us, to counsel us and to strengthen us, most importantly. You know, Jesus is so good that he never intended for us to try and do our Christian journey alone or in our own strength. Yet, many of us live our lives struggling and striving, for we are depending on our strength. The Bible said the Holy Spirit is our strengthener. You know, in the book of Psalm 46 verse 10, I'm reading in NASB version. It says, cease striving and know that I am God. In other words, rely on my strength. I am the Almighty. I am God. Rely on my strength and not your strength. Because the Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. No flesh will prevail by strength. But we have the Holy Spirit, who is our strengthener. And is going to strengthen us. Jesus has provided a new way to live by his Spirit. So, let's start now. Be aware of the Holy Spirit within us, the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let's activate the power within us, because he is in us. If you are a believer, you have the Holy Spirit in you. That's going to be with you all the way. It's going to be with you when you need help. It's going to comfort you when you need comfort. It's going to be your advocate. It's going to be your advocate whenever whenever trials and temptations. It's going to be your advocate in everything. He has been interceding before the Father for us. He will always be our intercessor. He will always counsel us whenever we need counsel. Because the counsel of men are foolishness. But when we rely on the Holy Spirit, he's going to tell us what to do and what not to do. He's going to strengthen us when we need strength. The most important is he's going to strengthen us. He is going to do all these things for us. So rely on the person of the Holy Spirit. Don't despise the presence of God within you as a believer. Don't neglect the presence of God within you as a believer. When trouble comes, call on him He will surely answer. When you know you need help, call on the helper, our Ebenezer. If you're in any trouble, call on him. He's going to comfort you. He's going to do all these things for us. He loves us so much that he does not want us to go this journey on our own strength. So activate the power of the Holy Ghost within you and begin to live as a child of God. Your father is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He says he will go before us and make every crooked way straight. He sees ahead of us. Like I said before, he knows the end of every day from the beginning. He takes away trouble from our path. All we need to do is to yield completely to him. Just yield completely to him. Let us be spiritually minded. And when we are spiritually minded, we will never fall into temptation. That is, if we are following his leading. He never leads astray. No. Jesus never leads astray. The Holy Spirit is Jesus. That is the Spirit of Jesus. That is the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of Jesus. We are all spirits covered in a body. We ought to be spiritually minded. The Bible says when we are carnally minded is death. But when we are spiritually minded is life. We are in the world, but we are not of this world. We are spirit. We are spirit covered in a body. Let's yield to the Holy Spirit completely. Our minds, our souls, our spirits, our bodies. And I guarantee you that you will never be disappointed. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. I declare that this day be blessed. Whenever you need help today, the Holy Spirit will come through for you. Whenever you need comfort today, the Holy Spirit will comfort you. Whenever you need someone to speak for you today or to speak through you, the Holy Spirit will advocate for you. I guarantee you that the Holy Spirit is making intercession before the Father for you. Whenever you need counsel, don't seek the counsel of men. Seek him. Go to his word. He will surely speak. He will surely counsel you. He will surely show you the way to go. Whenever you need strength, you are tired. You have used your strength, your human capacity. You are tired. Call on the Holy Spirit. is our strengthener. He will strengthen you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to pray a prayer of salvation. If you are listening, Paravirtual, you are listening to this message, you have not given your life to Jesus and you want to do that now, please you repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge my sins. I am a sinner who needs your purging, who needs the cleansing. Oh Lord, I ask that you come and cleanse me, oh God, with your precious blood. I acknowledge you as my Lord and my personal Savior. I confess today that you are Lord. I yield myself to you today. Take over my life, sweet Holy Spirit, and let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, if you said this prayer, just know that the Holy Spirit is already living in you. And I guarantee you, you will not regret. Thank you. And God bless. Do have a blessed day.